Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Series 65, Study Guide the Blueprint to Study Smarter for the Uniform Investment Advisor Law Examination and Feel Confident on Test Day is a preparation guide for the Series 65 exam, the licensing test used for becoming an investment advisor representative, published by NS Publications. It is positioned as a structured study resource rather than a broad textbook or a generic question bank. Its purpose is to help candidates organize the major exam domains into a coherent plan, especially the areas of economic factors, investment vehicles, client recommendations, and laws and ethical practices. The book is designed for test takers who need a clearer path through the material, with emphasis on understanding how concepts connect instead of treating each topic as isolated facts. Based on the available information, it aims to reduce confusion by combining study strategy, review content, and practice-oriented preparation. In a crowded exam prep category, it stands out for presenting the Series 65 as an integrated subject that can be learned more efficiently through structure and context. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a structured roadmap for the four Series 65 content domains. The core value of this guide is its organizing framework. The Series 65 exam covers economic factors and business information, investment vehicle characteristics, client investment recommendations and strategies, and laws, regulations, and ethical practices. Many candidates struggle not because the material is impossibly advanced, but because the topics are fragmented across different study tools. This book addresses that problem by presenting the exam as a connected system rather than four unrelated chapters. That matters because the exam is not only about definitions. It tests whether the candidate can move from product knowledge to client suitability and then to regulatory judgment. A structured roadmap helps the learner see how each area supports the others. In practice, that means a candidate can study with a better sense of priority, sequence, and retention. The book appears to be aimed at reducing the common error of overstudying isolated facts while missing the way the exam blends advisory reasoning with compliance awareness. Secondly, learning investment products through their role in client advice. A major theme of the Series 65 exam is investment vehicle characteristics, and this guide appears to treat that material in a practical, advisory context. Rather than presenting products as standalone instruments, the exam requires candidates to understand how features such as risk, return, liquidity, taxation, and time horizon affect recommendations. And that is important because the Series 65 is not designed to test salesmanship or product promotion. It is designed to evaluate whether a candidate can reason through an investment recommendation in a fiduciary environment. A study guide that links product traits to client use cases is therefore more useful than one that simply lists instruments and definitions. The value of that approach is especially clear for candidates with limited financial background, because product knowledge becomes more memorable when tied to decision-making. The book's blueprint style suggests that it tries to translate technical material into a usable study sequence, which is exactly what many exam takers need when moving from memorization to applied understanding. Thirdly, connecting suitability, strategy, and the advisory process. One of the most important distinctions on the Series 65 is that it tests advisory reasoning, not just securities facts. The client investment recommendations and strategy section requires candidates to think about objectives, risk tolerance, time horizon, diversification, and portfolio construction in a way that supports a recommendation. This guide seems to emphasize that logic by helping users connect scenarios to outcomes. That is a meaningful advantage because suitability-style questions often depend on reading the full client profile, recognizing the constraints, and eliminating choices that do not fit. In other words, the exam is not asking whether a strategy sounds sophisticated. It asks whether the recommendation makes sense for the client. A good study guide in this category, therefore, needs to train pattern recognition and judgment, not just vocabulary. The blueprint approach is well suited to that goal because it can show how an advisory process flows from fact gathering to analysis to recommendation. For many candidates, this is the section where scattered notes become a liability, so an integrated framework can materially improve comprehension and recall. Fourthly, treating securities law and ethics as a practical exam subject, the laws, regulations, and unethical business practices portion is often the most intimidating part of the Series 65, but it is also one of the most testable. The available information indicates that the book places significant emphasis on regulatory frameworks and ethical obligations, and which is appropriate because this section covers the legal boundaries of investment advisory practice. Candidates need to understand not just what the rules are, but how they apply to real advisory conduct, such as disclosures, fiduciary duties, fraud prevention, and prohibited practices. A useful study guide in this area must help learners separate similar sounding concepts and remember which standards govern advisors versus other market participants. That is where a blueprint approach matters. It can organize the material into categories that reduce confusion and support long-term recall. Ethics is not a decorative topic on this exam. It is part of the decision structure. By tying legal rules to practical advisory behavior, the guide appears to make the regulatory section less abstract and more manageable for exam preparation. Lastly, practice questions and study planning as tools for test day readiness. Another distinguishing feature of this guide is its emphasis on preparation discipline. The search results suggest that it includes practice questions and a clear study schedule, both of which are essential for a licensing exam with a broad content base. Practice questions do more than check recall. They expose how the exam frames scenarios, where a candidate hesitates, and which concepts require review. A schedule is equally important because the Series 65 has enough breadth that unstructured reading can create false confidence. The presence of a step-by-step study plan suggests that the book is built for candidates who want a repeatable method rather than a passive overview. That can be especially valuable for people who have already tried fragmented prep methods and need a more disciplined system. In the broader exam prep market, many books are either dense reference texts or large collections of questions. This guide appears to sit between those formats by combining organization, review, and application. That hybrid design is likely one of its main advantages for practical exam preparation. In conclusion, it should be especially useful for prospective investment advisor representatives, career changers entering advisory work, and test takers who have already discovered that scattered study materials make the exam feel harder than it needs to be. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers connect the exam's major domains products, client recommendations, regulations, and ethics. That connection is important because the Series 65 rewards integrated judgment, not isolated memorization. Compared with many similar prep books, this one appears to distinguish itself through its blueprint-like structure and emphasis on study flow. That makes it more than a review outline. It functions as a planning tool for how to absorb the material. For readers who want clearer priorities, better organization, and a more coherent path to test day, it offers a focused and realistic preparation model within the Series 65 study category. If you would like to support NS Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.